So can you tell us a little bit about how your phobia got cured, first of all? Because you had a fear.
Yes, I had a fear of water.
Mm-hmm. What was it like to have that fear?
The main problem was that I had a problem with swimming pools, mm-hmm. more than anything else. When I was a young child, I jumped in the deep end and didn't come up very quickly. Right. And so because of that, I didn't really learn to swim very well. And jumping in, I always had a problem with jumping in or just generally being around the deep end of a pool. I also tried to get over that by doing other things, so I took up sailing and the idea that would make me feel more comfortable, but happened to capsize and get stuck under a sail, so that just sort of embedded the fear even more and didn't help very well. And so I really gave up at that point and just didn't bother swimming, didn't take part in any sort of water activities after that, and so didn't sort of enjoy holidays as much and that kind of thing.
And you experienced the rewind technique on the basic Common Knowledge Hypnosis weekend. Could you tell us a bit about what it was like to experience the technique itself?
Yeah, I mean, it's something I didn't expect to do on the weekend course at all. It was, you know, I was just there to learn, really. But going through it, I thought, as I spoke initially about my fear, obviously I was getting quite emotional about it, and it's something that you don't really want to relive. Because it can be quite emotional when you think about those things. But I think the benefit of the rewind technique that we did was that I didn't have to continue to think about it. I didn't have to talk about it, really.
And you found it comfortable, the technique itself?
Very, very comfortable, yes, because it was sort of thought about in a different way. So.
And now, after the technique's been applied, how are things now as far as water is concerned?
Fantastic, actually. can't keep me out of it. the day straight after, I went and jumped in the deep end of the swimming pool. So that was sort of an immediate indication.
You can swim.
Yes, found that out straight after. So that was sort of an immediate indicator that I felt okay about that. And we were going to Australia anyway, and so I decided to take up scuba diving before that. We scuba dived the Barrier Reef this year, so that was absolutely amazing.
And wonderful thing to do.
Yeah, and I think not just the rewind technique, the VK, but also the self-hypnosis that we've learnt as well over the months really helped with that, because if I was ever feeling just slightly nervous, as anybody would really underwater at, you know, sort of 30 metres deep, it can get a little bit nervous with what you see. Just learning really slow breathing was really good.
Fantastic. Mm-hmm. Okay. And if you just talk a little bit about the course as well, the Uncommon Knowledge mm-hmm. course, how have you found that?
I think it affects people in lots of different ways, and I don't think you really know how much it's going to affect you until you sort of reflect back on it. Mm-hmm. I think it's affected me personally and how I now think about what's important in my life and perhaps areas where I need to make sure. That I'm looking after myself in different ways, whether that's just through eating differently or the amount of sleep that you get and how important that is, and all of the different aspects of your life that you don't really think of, as well as helping your family and your friends and people that you don't even know. I think it's not sort of a course that's just directing in one subject. It touches an enormous amount that you don't even realise until you get into it.
And how did you find doing the practical sessions on the course itself?
I think that's probably the bit I enjoyed the most, more than anything. I'm not very good at reading books, so it was a perfect course for me, really, in that it does rely a lot on practice. And I have no real problem with throwing myself in at the deep end instead of having a go. And I think the more that you do the client sessions, then the easier they become and the more confident you become in talking to people. And then about your own abilities, that you do actually know things that you're going to be useful for somebody.
So you feel confident now to actually help people as a therapist?
Yeah, and I think you start to feel that almost from the first month or two that you're on the course, and that just builds gradually as you get more used to it over time.
Excellent. Thank you very much. That's wonderful.